Shavuot Tov. Shavuot Tov.
Shabbat Tov.
How are you?
Good, Hanok, and you?
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Are things going well for you?
Well, a little troubles at home. My mother she fell last week twice, and we went to the hospital, and she's getting better. And work.
You know why she's falling?
Well, her age, she gets a little dizzy when she gets up and she goes to the bathroom many times. And sometimes she's out of breath and she likes to sit in a different chair. And at night she was trying to go to the bathroom when she came back. She missed the chair and she just fell flat and hit her head.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, well, but she's fine, you know, Baruch Hashem. She didn't break anything. It was a pretty bad fall, but it's like an angel was holding her because it could have been real bad. But Baruch Hashem wasn't, you know, nothing. She was just afraid. You know. She's recovering now at home.
May she have a refuelish and a complete healing.
Excuse me?
May she have a refuelish and a complete healing.
Amen. Amen. So, how have you been?
Well, Hashem. That's a good thing.
Yeah, getting ready for tomorrow's fast and the whole 3 weeks. Brandela.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov. Well, we will start. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, Serirah. Alephet Gimel, Yitzhak Sadi. Tabel Rinat, Amcha Sagdenu, Taharenu, No. Sufra Shayan Sintet Bum. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yudkashin. Barhem Taharen Rakame Sitkatha Tamid Gamlen. Betet Resh Saditaf Gimel. Hasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Naeh Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatah Yud Gimalamet, Pezayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatriakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Sadi Yutaf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim. V'rachesed V'emet. No tsechesed la'alafim. No tse'awon wa'pesha. We will now connect to the energy of certainty by connecting to a verse from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary, from Parashah Yitro. It is Pasuk 29. I'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'shem yichud kudsha b'richu ishkintei b'chilu urchimu chilu chilu urchimu v'yachza l'shem yudhei b'vavhei v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah v'yihi no'am Adonai Elohim u'aleinu ma'asei adenu k'onenei aleinu ma'asei adenu k'onenei. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekutcha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Witnata Kola Ihu Kishot Yovada Bikshot Beleit Lach Mula Bialma Divaye Bar Nash V'dach yaleya v'meya ulan haga v'ya kalana dehachilu olvada v'ikshot inun v'kola istirich v'alma. The energy of the year 5778 is bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkal Amnon Vayichal Vayavo Hamelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Utlabev Le'ene Shete Levivot Yevremiyada. The second verse is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Katati odiacha, wawoni lokisiti, amarti odeh ale peshai, ladonai yohewahe. We ata nasata awon chatati sela. The year 5777, the year of the goat, also known as the year of the wake up. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tov haduni katzipor oyevai hinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we create Dir Yam. Translation, a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year also. The year's name is Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two Malka. Verses that connect with this energy. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot Vayahaskum Achechem Halavim Ad Kelot Hamlacha Yad Yitkachu HaKohanim Ki Halavim Yishre Levav Leit Kadesh Me HaKohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse connecting to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Adonai Yohewahe Adead Ki Beya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Dur Olam. The year 5775 is the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni adbili ruki. Next, we will study 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru mikol hamachavoi am. Asher yitkabe sham ushaltem elai el nabon v'halakti yitem v'chayayim yeshno v'ares v'chipasti oto v'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Vosanti makom leami liYisrael untati v'shakan tafta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosihu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. And we do this using the technique of saying the letters with their root vowels out loud in sequence. Wahe, wayo, layo, layo, te, ala, me, me, he, she, la, la, he, aka, aka, he, ta, he, za, yo, ala, da, la, a, wa, he, he, a, yo, za, la, me, de, he, he, we, yo, he, ko, me, la a wa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ka yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa o me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo da he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me sa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo sa me be me nu to a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We're now connected to the 72 names from the Sadikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be be a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa me nu he nu la nu me ha yo ke yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he wa a nu wa ta me la he. He a yo, nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo, da me he be me ka ko, a la a he he wa, re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Sadikim who left this day, the 18th day of Tammuz, there are none, so we utilize the those people who we did not know when their Hilulah is. So anybody who died in the Shoah, where we do not know the exact date of their Hilulah, the five daughters of Tzlofad, which is written about in this parasha of Pinchas that we will be studying tonight. Tonight's handout is on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's the first row, the right-hand column. When that opens up, scroll down to the book of Bamidbar, to the parasha of Pinchas. When you open up that landing page, click on section 9, and we will open and start with Pasuk 34. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Acharon HaKohen Heshiv Ed Chamati Me'al b'nei Yisrael Wigomer Rabbi Yehuda Patach Zekar Nami Hu Neki Avah Yish Isharim Nikadu Taman Tamenan Mandechame Keshet Bigvano Ipsirich Levar Kabaruch Zoker Habrit Begin Didaihu Berit Kaima Kadisha Deshave Kuchabrihu Biara Delayete Alame Sofana Begin Dekatsigiu Chayavin Bealma Bae Kuchabrihu Beovadalon Ukdein dakir lom chai oma'a Yome liara dikti Pirezi ne lo 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 osif lekalel Velo osif od lehakot Daihu oma'a Kima dikti vasher nishbati Me'avor me'noah. The translation. Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath away from the children of Israel. Rabbi Yehuda began, recall now, who that was innocent ever perished? Or where were the upright cut off? We learn there that whoever sees the rainbow in all its colors has to say the blessing, blessed is he who remembers the covenant, since this is the sign of the holy covenant that the Holy One, blessed be he, placed on the earth, that the waters of the flood will not cover it again. This is because when the numbers of wicked people increase in the world, the Holy One, blessed be he, wants to destroy them, but then he recalls for them that oath that he swore to the land, as it is twice written, not, I will not again curse, neither will I again smite any more. And twice not constitutes an oath, as it is said, as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. My commentary. What is the purpose of remembering the covenant? It is to realize that one needs to do teshuvah for something. Yes, everyone who sees a rainbow needs to do teshuvah for something. How does one know what to do teshuvah for? For what actions? Usually a dream question will show you the answer. If that does not work or you do not understand the message, it is important to see a student of Kabbalah, or better yet, find a Kabbalist for help. Pasuk 35. Rabbi Yosei Amar Keshet ata le'agana al alma le'malka Bekal zimnim divreya Tav leka beleya Ata malka le'alka'a Aleya. Matronita Bilushe Yikar. Malku Malkahame. La Salik Lugza. Bibrea de Hade. Badiktiv Uriti. Ha. Please for the ritola. Viad la itaze. Keshet vialma. Hela bilbushe. Yikar de malku. Ushata de it katsadik. Vialma ihu. Berit le mekan. Berit. Agin al alma la ve sadik ha keshet li chaza ad ha alma ihu kaima li ovada ela begin keshet da. This is the second part of Pasuk 35. Rabbi Elazar amar leola laid labash keshet daela bilusha diavakan kadmea e yarok besumach vehi yavar yiroka dalavusha di Avraham. It's the Balavusha, Dakad Nafak, Mineya Ishmael, Sumaka Dakevan, Yitak Diatya, Sumaka Vistaba, Kadnafik, Mineya Isai, Beit Meshach, Kahu Sumaka, Letata ad tokava de madim beit achid beyaisan tivavra daihu levushatava de yakor dehala ishtanu antori le almin. And this is the third section of Pasuk 35. Rabbi Abba Amar Ya'ut Hu Aval Haki Amar Butzina Kadisha Hivar Da Avraham Beit Laban Bechi Vavra Denura Sumaka Da Yitzhak Badai Yarok Dahu Yaakov Dekaima Bein Direin Gavin Ukti Beya Beyaakov Lo Ata Yevosh Yaakov Belo Ata Panag Yehevaru Yehaakov Arseya Shalim Hava Vahaki Hulo Atayevosh Yaakov Leitaza'a Tagaven Sumach Kayitak Denafak Mineya Esav Velata Panav Yehevaru Ki Avraham Leitaza'a Begavin chivar, genafik mineya Yishmael ela. Natal kav min chit atra behu al avahan. Dileya uvilein bevushin. Midla beshat keshet, beshata deit kazekame. Malcha. And the fourth part of Pasuk 35, Tachatzer azadivrit kadisha hi at yud damit chatra birshit nu ila'a bedayihu eit rishim ivrit tadir le'almin ugin dekane pinchas al birit eit rishim Bishmeahaka Atda Pinchas Yud Zeera Ihu Yud Dehu Berit Vedai Dinafik Migo Yud Ila Akadisha Beadihu Kaim Bekiuma Shalim Kame Malka Kadisha Ila It Avid Migoy Alma Vahaki Punaki Mehahu Tova Devor Ila It Avid Tadir Migoy Kadisha De Alma Vahapo Yisharim nikhadu Ile nadav yabihu Ila ishtatiu Min hahu alma beginea Treaya mehem nuta Mehem na The translation. Rabbi Yossi said, a rainbow comes to protect the world. It is like a queen wearing royal apparel who appears before the king every time he is about to hit his son because he has sinned against him. The king sees her and his anger with his son leaves him, and he rejoices with her, as it is written, and I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant. And this is why a rainbow appears in the world, only in the royal apparel of Malchut. These garments of Malchut are white, red, and green, and they suggest the three columns, as will be explained. When there is a righteous person in the world, he upholds the covenant and thus protects the world. But if there is no righteous person, then there is a rainbow to indicate that the world is about to perish, but survives because of it. Rabbi Elazar said, this rainbow, namely Malchut, has never worn anything except the apparel of the patriarchs, namely Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet of Zeranpin, namely green, red, and white. The raiment of Abraham is green, and it was so colored when Ishmael issued from him. Red is Isaac, who acquired this color when Esau issued from him. This red stretches down to the planet Mars, Ma'adim, from red, the Hebrew word Adom, which Esau is holding on to. White is the fine garment of Jacob, whose good countenance never changed, for his bed was perfect, and there was no blemish in him. Rabbi Abba said, that is good, but the holy luminary, namely Rabbi Shimon, said, white is Abraham, who was purified, whitened in the white-hot heat of the fire by Nimrod, who cast him into Ur, the fire of the Chaldees. Red is obviously Isaac, and green is Jacob, who is between the other two colors. Well, green includes white and red. This green stands for the green color of the sun. And about Jacob it is written, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale, because his whole bed was perfect. And the interpretation of this is, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, because he shall not be seen in red like Isaac, who fathered Esau. Neither shall his face now grow pale. This means that he shall not be seen in white like Abraham, who fathered Ishmael. Instead, he took the colors white and red and enveloped them to adorn himself in his ancestors. He incorporated within himself the two patriarchs, Abraham and Isaac, who are white and red. And this is why his color is green, which includes white and red. And the rainbow, namely Malchut, puts on these garments of white, red, and green when it appears before the king, Zerahpin. Come and see. The secret of the Holy Covenant is the letter Yud that adorns itself with the supreme heavenly impression, namely the corona of Yesod and Zerahpin. And this is recorded forever in the everlasting covenant. And because Pinchas was zealous for the covenant, that letter Yud was inserted into the spelling of his name. The Yud in the spelling of Pinchas is a small one, which is the secret of Malchut, the secret of the corona of Yesod. For Pinchas here is spelled with a Yud, which is definitely the covenant, which emanated from the upper holy Yud, because Malchut emanates from Yud of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, in the secret of the father establishing his daughter. And this is why Pinchas has a perfect existence before the Holy King and shall never perish from the world. And because of this, he was without guilt at Peor, for he never lost himself from the world's holiness. Or where were the upright cut off? This refers to Nadab and Abihu, who did not totally perish from the world, because their souls incarnated in Pinchas, who corrected them. My commentary. This pasuk is truly clear as it is read. There is a question that can be raised. Is the colors of the Sephirot, both as Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon tell us, how does one reconcile these discrepancies? Different frames of reference, or one is giving us misinformation? If there was only the colors expressed by Rabbi Elazar, one could say it is misinformation, not with both. We need to find a clear way to reconcile this conflict. We're going to skip the synopsis and go to Pasuk 36. The reason I skipped the synopsis is the synopsis is written by a student of Kabbalah, the son of Rabbi Berg, Michael Berg. And the synopsis tends to take a person from their own understanding and move them towards the understanding that Michael Berg is expressing. To read the synopsis after reading the section is a good idea because it can help you understand your understanding of this part, this section of the Zohar, and it can help bring you into balance if there's a disagreement between you and Michael Berg. You will be able to see multi views of the section. But to do so in advance of reading the section will tend to bring you to Michael's point of view, which may be correct for you. But to read it without that interference is the best process. Pasuk 36. Amar Leya Raya Pele Mana Shapir Ka'amrat Aval Begin Di Eliyahu Ehu Pinchas Kane al Brit Tarich Lechata Mele Yad Milin Tagin Beyad Hai Parshata Ketiva Peoraita Al Shemeya Vialeya Itmar Kane Kano Kine Iti Dire Kanaot Ad Bashadai Dilela Adai Dil Tata Uginda Aved Tirain Shavuot Tatar Vai U Train Zimnim Lo Lo. The translation. The Reaya Nehemna, the faithful shepherd, indicating this is the soul of Moshe who's teaching this section until it stops. The faithful shepherd said to him, "What you said is good. But since Elijah is Pinchas, who is zealous for the covenant, one must establish new and important interpretations about him. This is because this portion in the Torah is named Pinchas after him, namely Elijah, who was Pinchas, of whom it is said, 'I have been very zealous.'" This refers to two forms of zealousness, one for the heavenly name of Shaddai, which is Yesod of Zeranpin, and the other for the lower name of Shaddai, which is Memtet, called Shaddai. And this is why he made two oaths for the two of them. And it is twice written, "not, not." My commentary. The gematria of Memtet is 314, as is the gematria of Shaddai. Shaddai is a name connected to Malchut, while Memtet is an entity connected to Malchut of Olam Atilut. Actually, Olam Bria. This is my opinion. Pasuk 37. Aval Rabbi Yehuda Amar Man Dechame Keshet Yigvavno Nehirin Tzarich Levarka Baruch Zoker Habrit Ugaluta Delaihu Nahir Yigvavno Tadka Yeot veloot ela dil zimnin nahir ze'er zimnin lal nahir kalal zimnin itchaze bishlimu zimnin lav dekeshet karamiz Kevavno dit lezachvan de kohanim levi'im v'yisraelim kadinun shapirin denachir keshet v'gavavno v'inun tilat. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Whoever sees a rainbow in shining colors must recite the blessing. Blessed be he who remembers the covenant. In exile, the rainbow does not shine in its colors properly, because in exile, Malchut does not receive properly, as fitting the unification of the three columns. Stand for the rainbow's three colors. Furthermore, sometimes it hardly shines, and at other times it doesn't shine at all. Sometimes it is seen complete, and sometimes not. The rainbow colors hint at the merits of the priests, the Levites, and Yisrael. When they are in their beauty, since the rainbow is radiant in its three colors, the secret of the three columns. My commentary. Just because one sees a rainbow in the exile does not mean that the idea of the shining colors is not being met. We need to do the work in the exile as well as in the land of Israel. This is my opinion. Pasuk 38. Kumant Rabbi Yosei Hagalil Vima Tehamilin Shapirin Kamrat Bechibura Tadma'a Dekeshet Latya Elale Agana Al-Almal Limalka Bifalzina Bibreya Falumalka Hazel Limatronita Salik Rudza Bibreya Diktiv Uritiha Uiskor Biritolam Biadla It keshet elal yagana al alma vela it kalya elabil vush yakar the malku ushata the eat sadik biara ilu berit lame kam berit. The translation, rise up now, Rabbi Yossi of Galilee, and speak, for you said beautiful things in the previous discussion, that the rainbow only comes to protect the world. It is like the king who, whenever his son sins, and he sees the queen, it takes away his anger with his son, as it is written, and I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant. Therefore, the rainbow only appears in order to protect the world, for it is the secret of Malkut, as explained above. It appears only in precious royal apparel, the secret of the three colors. But when there is a righteous person in the world, he is the covenant, upholding of the covenant. This means he establishes the union between Zeranpin and Malkut. Therefore, there is no need to arouse Malchut by means of the rainbow. My commentary. The verse is clear as written. Why is Rabbi Yossi of Galilee brought into the discussion? It could have said a specific pasuk, no? One needs to analyze the name Yossi and Galilee to answer this question. And this will enhance one's understanding of the verse. Pasuk 39. Beki begaluta tucha berihu itrehak mi matronita be'ech matronita itlabashat lavushe malkuta Begaluta lo, aval begaluta levusha, bekadrot, bekadrut, veyihu. Amrat al tatironi, sheani shecher choret. Ela vadai hahu keshet ve'it galyayo begaluta lalihu ela memtet ve'it kere shadai ve'ihu avdo zaken beto v'shalit v'kol dileya uvno it kariu ava Adin Dikucha Barihu Uvne Bitronita Banim Uvginda Im Kevanim Im Kaavadim. The translation. He asks, how can the queen put on royal apparel, the secret of the three columns, in exile? For in exile, the Holy One, blessed be He, draws away from the queen. And he answers, no, in exile, she does not wear royal apparel, but is dressed in gloomy darkness, namely in blackness, and says, do not gaze upon me because I am black. On the contrary, the rainbow that is viewed as appearing in exile is none other than the angel Memtet, who is called Shaddai, and he is the oldest servant of Zerahpim, of his house, that ruled over all that he had, while his sons, namely those who attained Ruach from the aspect of Memtet, are called the servants of the Holy One, blessed be He. The queen's sons, namely those who attain Nefesh from Malchut of Atzilut, are called sons. This is the reason why we pray, whether as sons or as servants. My commentary. Read my comments above. Even if we see a rainbow in the exile, we still need to do Teshuvah. Pasuk 40. Uvzimnadit charav ve'mikdesha ukmuha ti'avadim hafu rosham v'nitzal t'lau. Anshe ma'ase vaday anshe me'ase itkeriyu al shem matronita itbar ala revot banot asu chayil v'atalit al kulana avayit Leyad tzadik tzach bo, v'yovado le'an hara, v'hom matronita, u'mafshet mina levushe kadruta, tifshatin ulkashta labilvushin, the gavav min mehirin, the razin dioraita, makiti beya uritiha, lis korberit olam uritiha, the razin mehirin dioraita, diorazit kare, ahi diktiv kiber, Mitzvah Torah or Uvilein Razin Itmar Uripiha. The translation. When the temple was destroyed, so we are told, servants covered their heads in shame, and men of action were weakened. This term, men of action, is definitely derived from the name of Malchut, about whom it is said, many daughters have done valiantly, but you have excelled them all. That is excelled regarding action, for Malchut is called action. However, if there is a righteous person whose merits and actions are such as to enlighten Malchut, and to strip her of the black of literal meaning without the esoteric meaning, and adorn her with the garments of the shining colors of secrets of the Torah, what is written about him? And I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant. And I will look upon it, this refers to the shining secrets of the Torah, for light is called a secret, namely the numerical value of or, English word is light, is the same as that of Raz, English word is secret. Thus, light signifies all the mysteries of the Torah, as it is said, for the mitzvot is a lamp, and the Torah is light. And about these secrets it was said, and I will look upon it. My commentary is the verse is clear as written. Pasuk 41. Uvahuzim nasalik mineya rubza divreya vachamat hamelech shakaka viyayma la malka but speaks lo tada amida kameya masha'ela tech ויינתן לך ומצעקה שתך והאוזינה של נתה על פורקנה תהילה ובנה האימיה וההדיקטיב תינתן לי נפשי בשאלתי, וימי בבקשתי, אבל כשתתחזיה, בעלמה בגלותה, יעבדהו זימנין דפנפיק, בשלימו קדנו. Makshirin ovado uzimnayin la ishtakach baishlimu tad beno la makshirin ovadim ovado. The translation. When he looks at the rainbow, namely Malchut, his anger at his son leaves him. Then the king's wrath was pacified. And the king says to her, when she is in the Amidah prayer before him, what is your petition? And it shall be granted you. And what is your request? Then she asks for her redemption and that of her children, as it is said, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. But a rainbow that appears in the world at a time of exile is of the servant, namely Memtet. That is to say, the light of the heavenly union is clothed in Memtet, and he is the bearer of the three colors of the rainbow, which are the three columns. And sometimes it appears complete, when his children act correctly, while at other times it is incomplete, when his children do not act correctly. My commentary. In all cases in the land of Israel and in exile, a rainbow signifies a need to do teshuvah. Pasuk 42. Elaine deep tashrin ovade hon ta me malka unkanin al shemeya umaktishin leya barakidin haki makachin leya leela ben mimanan Dishar amin dishtam odin leya kom emana bekinu yeya aval Yisrael ishtam odin leya kola b'shem Yudalad Bavdaladihu Chaye Kol Kanuyin. translation, the beginning is missing, and those who make their acts worthy before the king and are zealous for his name, sanctifying it in public, as they sanctify it in heaven amongst the angels who are appointed over the other nations, each chieftain being known by the name of the nation. Israel, however, are known above by the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is the life to all titles. The beginning is needed to make an effective comment, yet it is interesting to realize that when asked the name of your soul in the grave, one needs to add Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh to your soul name, or you will not get it right. Of course, one must have reached the level of being a servant to Hashem. Pasuk 43. V'kol shem v'kineyu sahid aleya el sahid aleya deit leya yekolet al kol el haidiktiv ani ed rosh el 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 marei de'el Elohim sahir aleya seihu Elohei ha-Elohim Adonai sahir aleya seihu Adonai ha-Adonim Oth haki kol shem v'kal malach Yit l'kol chad shem Yediya v'ishtamodea L'kol kat v'hahu Shem d'malka v'ileya Aval Yisrael ishtamodian Le'ya b'yud-heh-vav-heh. The translation? And every name and appellation testifies about him, about the Holy One, blessed be he. The name El testifies that he can overcome every other El, as it is said, but as for me, I will seek to El. El is the master of every El. Elohim testifies that he is the Elohim of the Elohim. Adonai testifies that he is the master. The Hebrew word is Adon, overmasters. And so it is with each name. And each angel has a proper name. So each group of angels is known by the name of its king. Israel, however, is known to him by the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. My commentary. Remember that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh has a translated meaning of the active being. Does this help you know your name? Pasuk 44.
Viraza demila barnash had yakir lemecheve leya kamasuzvam of haki kol Yisrael inun beno pe adam vekol bara darich lemecheve leya leavu kiskasus Bekacha mor lemashu Umecheve kasik Tetochoto Behaihu razadam uvema Toshia Hashem Deihu bara Deadam deaved darmeya Bavima Bechoto.
The translation. And And the secret of the matter is that just as one man, Hebrew Adam, can have a number of horses, so it is that all of Israel are the sons of Adam. The secret of the numerical value of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, fully spelled with aleph, which amounts to the numerical value of Adam, for the souls of Israel are the progeny of Zeranpin and Malchut. And every son must be like a horse and beast of burden for his father, and be subject to him. This secret is expressed thus: Hashem, you preserve man and beast, for Israel are the children of Adam, which is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh of the numerical value of 45, and they make themselves as a beast under him. The commentary? This verse is clear as written. Also, please remember the sparks that fell the farthest are essentially the highest souls. Therefore, the animals of our world can be referred to as beasts. How does this impact your understanding of what is being said? Also, the section related to Moshe is not completed yet. This is the end of section 9. Does anyone have any questions? The class is tomorrow at 10:30 West Coast time. Again at 3 West Coast time. And in between there will be a class that will be an extended class at 12 noon West Coast time. And every day this coming week at 12 noon West Coast time, we will meet to read the verses of the Dikun Rachel, as we are recommended to do this during this 3-week period. Shavua Tov, I bid you all Shalom Gadol, a good week, a week of peace, a week of peace for all to seek. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom, thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.